Shabbos Perek Tes Mishnah Base 9-2. Again, we are off topic from the Shabbos theme, and we're discussing different halachas and where they're alluded to in some way or the other in Psukim, even though the references are often quite oblique. Here we have two separate unrelated topics in this mission as well. The first we'll talk about the tumah of a ship, and the second we'll talk about Kilai Zeraim, the prohibition about planting mixed seeds. So the first din is talking about the fact that there's a rule we have, a masorah we have, that a ship is not makabel tumah. So that's the rule. The question is, how do we know that? What's the source for that? Or what's the suggested source or allusion for that? So we're going to bring a pasuk from Mishlei. The pasuk says, Derech aniya velev yam, the way of the ship is in the heart of the sea. And that suggests that ships travel in the sea. That doesn't sound like a very insightful comment of Mishlei. And therefore, the Chazal understand that it's referring to a din all to itself, which is not just that ships go in the sea, but there are other ships are comparable to the sea. And just as the sea can't be makabel tumah, in fact, the sea is a source for purification from tumah, so too a ship simply is impervious to tumah. And the pashup shot is that would be true even though if a ship normally conforms to the shiurim of a kli that would be makabel tumah, since it's a ship, it just simply can't be makabel tumah. That's how the Chum learn. Interestingly enough, in the Gemara, Hananya learns there's nothing special here, just the assumption is ships are normally not makabel tumah because they're normally, you know, too big to be makabel tumah, as are the basic halachas of Kalim. I don't get into that right now. But if you have a wooden kli, which is more than 40 saw, contains more than 40 saw volume, since it can't be moved when it's laden with things, it's exempt from tumah for whatever reasons, based on a pasuk. So whatever the case is, the rule is ships are not makabel tumah, and that's what the Mishnah says here. Minayin, what's our scriptural allusion to the fact Lasfina Shahi Torah, that ships aren't makabel tumah, they can't become tamei, they're impervious to tumah. Shneemar, as the pasuk says, Derech aniya belev yam, that the way of the ship is in the heart of the sea. And just as sea is impervious to tumah, so too is the ship. Fine. Again, you see there's no conclusive proof from that pasuk, it's just like a weak connection or something to, you know, to point to as some sort of scriptural support, but it's not really a limud at all. Okay, second of all, unrelated, we're going to talk about the rules of kilayim, specifically the prohibition from the Torah of kilay zeraim, of planting different species of seeds together. Now, normally the rule is to violate this mitzvah min haTorah, you'd have to take two different kinds of seeds, wheat and barley, or whatever it is, and plant them together. But there's all sorts of dinim derabanan that you can't plant seeds even if they're not really together. You can't plant them in such a way that after they grow, they look like they're barbuvia, they're all mixed up. So it looks to the onlooker as if maybe you planted them as mixed seeds because the plants grew together, or they look commingled as they grow. So the rule is, the general rule is that you have to plant your crops in a way that they're visually distinct, that each different type of crop is visually distinct from the other, so it's clear to everybody that you plant them separately. The halachas of kilayim are mighty complicated. I think Maseches Kilayim is the most difficult of all the Masechtas because of these very rules and knowing how to apply them, totally beyond the scope of what I want to discuss right now. What I want to discuss right now is that the rule is if you plant an orderly vegetable patch, which here I'm going to translate aruga of our mission as a vegetable patch, even if it's just 6x6 tfachim, which is rather small, say like, you know, 50 centimeters on a side, square, or whatever, a foot and a half on a side, or even less maybe, a small vegetable patch that you can even squeeze in there five different species, five different types of vegetables in that patch, provided that you plant them in a very organized way. That organized way will be one different type on each of the four edges of the 6x6. Sorry, an amma by amma is 6x6 tvachim. So on each of the four sides, you'll plant one type. And then you'll plant the fifth type right in the smack dab in the middle, like one seed in the very middle of that square. The basic guiding principle here is that you want to keep each species, which has, it's going to have roots. The roots can spread a tefach and a half. So you want to keep each one roots apart, which would mean a tefach and a half on behalf of each of the two species. You have to double that, makes three tefachim. You have to keep each of the different species, three tefachim apart underground from mixing. This mission in truth is actually very complicated, and there are many, many approaches to how to deal with all the kashas and thrutzim. I don't get that right now at all. The point is just think of a simple picture about this 6x6 square. You have four species in each of the four edges, or maybe just one dot in the middle of the four edges, and then the fifth one in the middle. The reason why fifth one in the middle is just one single seed is because from the middle to the edge is, of course, six. Excuse me, from the middle, the whole thing is six across. The middle to the edge is three tvachim. And if you want to keep 1.5 tvachim of roots free from thing in the middle and the thing on the edge, you need to have them a total of basically three tvachim apart. And therefore, it's one exact in the middle. And then the other four are planted right on the edge of the square. Okay, for a total of five. So that's the rule. And the rabbis sort of had their druthers in deciding how to plant a vegetable patch in a way that looks to their satisfaction, not too commingled, and it doesn't look like you planted kilai zeraim. And they put their foot down and said, and the arrangement I just described, four on the four sides and one in the middle, that looks sufficiently distinct that you wouldn't be guilty of even looking like you planted kilai zeraim. What's the scriptural support that we're going to find that would suggest there's such a thing as five different types of species in one little 6x6 amba aruga vegetable patch? So we're going here to this pasuk. Again, it's you won't see that much in the pasuk, but it's at least a pasuk in Ishai that gives us at a stretch a reference to it. And the pasuk is quite repetitive. It refers to things growing in the ground, and it sort of repeats itself again and again, talking about the growth and different using different words referring to the growth and the sprouting and the growing in the ground. And therefore, we're essentially going to count up those words and say that there are, you know, five different references to growing, and that will suggest that there are five different growths that could happen in one little aruga, one little patch. The only one tricky piece is that one of the words that we'll darshan is zeru'eha. Now, zeru'eha means its seeds, plural, as opposed to zar'ah, its seed, singular. So we're going to darshan that zeru'eha counts for two, since it's plural, instead of just one. So in other words, in total, we're going to have four sprouting words in the verse, which will give us four species, but since zeru'eha is plural, we'll count that as two, not one, so that gives us a total of five. Okay, that's the sort of the what's going on here. So the Mishnah says, inside, menayin la'aruga, how do we know? What's this, some sort of allusion, scriptural allusion? That if you have a vegetable patch, shehi shishal shisha tfachim, that's 6x6 tfachim, shezorin besocha chamisha zeronim, that you're able to plant five different types of seeds in that tiny little 6x6 vegetable patch and not be over the issa derabanan of kilai zeroim, of mixed seeds. How would you plant them? Arba ba'arba ruchos, four different types of seeds on the four sides of that square, right on the edge, haruga, of the vegetable patch, and the fifth one would be right smack dab in the middle. How do you know? Shneamar, because the verse says, ki ka'aretz totzi tzimcha, like the earth brings forth its growths, its sprouts, uchagana, and like a garden, zeroeha satzmiach, its seeds sprout forth. So you see here, totzi, to sprout forth, is the first word. Tzimcha, sprout forth, the second word. Zeru'eha is seeds sprouting, the third word, if you will. And tatzmiach, sprouting, is the fourth. So you have four things sprouting away, but four words of sprouting, of growing. Different kind of references to growths of seeds. But remember, zeru'eha is plural, not singular, so we can count that as two. And that's what the Mishnah says. Zar'ah lo ne'amar. It doesn't say its seed, rather, Ela zeru'eha, its seeds, plural. So you add it up, you got three singulars, which count for three, one plural, which counts for two, three plus two is five, and therefore you see you got five sprouting things in one small place, which is the five different types of species of seeds you can plant in an aruga that's even 6x6 tfachim. Again, not really a scriptural proof of anything, it's just an allusion to support this din that we had already from before.